Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Maronimi Marazi Shehuchiu. And schus Moshe Ben Peshatin, Raisa Moshe Mordechai, Baruch Mordechai Ben Hindamalka. And we're going to be learning the Inyan of the Karban Musaf, continuing our previous shir, based on the Torah of Hagaon Rav Leibel Mintzberg Zetzal. In Pashtus, it would appear that the Shem Musaf is one Shem Musaf. And there's one Chalukah, there's one categorization, and that is Tamidim and Musafim. Tamidim are every day, and Musafim are Hausaf on the Tamidim, Liyamim Yuchadim. Chalukat Mishnah Nosefet Yeshkan Sheyamim HaMiyuchadim Atzmam, and then these special days themselves also have a chalukah. They also have a categorization. They are different musafin for different days. However, it's hard to understand. Shabbos is the holiest. Shabbos has the fewest Karbanos Musaf. There's already a medrash about it, brought in the Datsa Kenim Abali HaTosfos, that you never find as few musafin as Shabbos. Shabbos complained. And Hashem said, listen, everything about you is double. Shir kafel mizmor shiliyam Shabbos, one kafel, ma'asecha kfulim, onsho kafel. Famous medrash that everything about Shabbos is double, so mainly your karban is also kafel. They have two karbanos for the musaf. Why is it so few? And he answers, because it's everything about Shabbos is double, so too the Karbanos are double. But still, the Seder, everything is nice, it's double, but want to make it double, make it double, then the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has so many Karbanos and Musaf. Shabbos so few. Make it more double than Moedim, make it double Rosh Chodesh. What's pshat that Shabbos you should have the fewest karbanos? Not only that, Kedushas Yom HaShabbos, that Shabbos is a mikra kodesh, that Shabbos is so holy, is not mentioned at all in the parasha of Musafin. Why shouldn't the Torah talk about that? The Kedusha of Shabbos. Wouldn't that be the Siba L'chayra of the Musaf? That's the reason for the Musaf, to talk about its Kedusha. And also it's hard to understand Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has more Musafim than Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shmini Atzeres, which are much holier. They're Asur Basiyas Malacha. How do you understand the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh? In Perakol Tadir, in Zvachim 90b, it says, Yibaylu Tadir Mekudesh, Ezimem Kodem. They want to prove it that Tadir is Kaidem, and the fact that we learn in the Mishnah that Musfei Shabbos Kaidem and Musfei Rosh Chodesh. If you have a carbon that's more frequent or a carbon that's holier, which comes first? You want to prove that frequent comes first, because it says in the Mishnah that Musfei Shabbos precede Musfei Rosh Chodesh. Perush. She'im Mekudesh Kaidem. How can Musfei Shabbos precede Musfei Rosh Chodesh? Mekudesh is first. You should be marked in Musfei Rosh Chodesh that are holier than Musfei Shabbos. Rashi says, Musfei Rosh Chodesh Mekudashim Mishel Shabbos De'ikri Moed. Musfei Rosh Chodesh are holier than the Musafim of Shabbos. That's called the Moed because it's called Moed. So the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh are holier. Mamish unbelievable. In the Bir Ragoin Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla, the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Rasag, Chilek Aleph Esei Lamed Hei, Utamea Me'oda L'Tvachim HaMuzarim Ha'ilu L'Chora. Hechi Yitochin Lo'imar Dikidusha Asroi Shchoidesh, Mishum Shenikro Moyeid Tichoshev Yoyzer Gedoyla Mikidusha Shabbos HaChamure. How could it be that Kedusha Asroi Shchoidesh, because it's called a Moed, should be greater than the holy Kedusha Shabbos? Seder, it's called a Moed, but it's not greater than Shabbos. As Nerashim Itba'ir Kan, שאין הקדושה של יום השבת סיבה למוסף שבו. שאם כן, ודאי שמוספו היה מקודש משל ראש חודש, ואף משל מועדים, שראי יום השבת מקודש הוא משל המועדים בכל שכן מראש חודש, כמו שתמה הרב פרלה. אלא מוכח שמוסף השבת אינו בא מחמת הקדושה שבשבת, ושייך שיהיה מוספו של ראש חודש מקודש משל שבת. שקדושת השבת אינה עניין לקבוע דרגת חשיבותו של המוסף. וזה בעצם מתבאר מה שלא הוזכר בפרשה זו, קדושת יום השבת, ויותו מקרא קודש, שכיוון שאין הקדושה שבשבת הסיבה למוסף, אינה עניין להזכירה כאן, בפרשת המוספים. So we see from this, that the kedusha of Shabbos is not the reason we bring the musaf of Shabbos. Then, obviously, the Gemara would never have said that the musaf of Rosh Chodesh is greater. So obviously, we're not talking here. We talk about the Musaf of Shabbos, about the, it's not coming from the Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos is the holiest. The Musaf of Shabbos isn't coming because of the Kedusha of Shabbos. And therefore it could very well be that the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is Makudosh Mishel Shabbos. Shekedushat Shabbat is not Koveya, the Dargis Chashivus of the Musaf. And that's why when we talk about the Musaf of Shabbos, we don't mention the Kiddush of Shabbos, because that's not the point here. It's not the issue. And the Musafim of the Moyadim are not coming Machmas Kiddushas HaMoyadim. And therefore, Ein Tema, Shekorban Musaf Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim V'Shmini Atzeret Mu'at MiKorban Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh. This, the issue here is not what's holier. Memela, the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur Shmini Atzeret can be less than that of Rosh Chodesh. אז יש לבאר מהו גדר חלוקת ימי המוסף. שבת, ראש חודש ומועדים לעניין המוספים, דרגת חשיבותם וחילוק דיניהם. We want to know the gather of חלוקת ימי המוסף. יש את שבת, יש את ראש חודש, יש את המועדים. So, if you look closely at the Pashtus Lashon HaKesuvim and the Droshes of Chazal in these Parshiyos, it would appear that there are three Chalukot b'inyan zeh. There's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and the Moyadim. Ve'en ha-musaf shel kulam me'inyan echad, asher hu chaluk le'inyan mispar ha-musafim, kfi ma'amad yom b'chashivuto. Ela, she'shalosh Chalukot hen, שגדריהן שונות. גימל גדרים הן בקביעת יום לחובת מוסף. ובנוסף יש גם חובת קורבן תמיד. There are three גדרים for adding on a carbon besides the fundamental gather of חובת קורבן תמיד. And when you look closely, you'll see that it's מסודר in the parasha. At the end of the parasha of Musaf of Shabbos, it says, as a סיכום, עולת שבת בשבתו. בסוף הפרשה למוסף של ראש חודש, נאמר זאת עולת חודש בחודשו. ובסוף פרשת המוספים למועדים, נאמר אלו תעשו להשם במועדיכם. ומזה שהתורה לא כללה את כולם ביחד, לאמור אלו תעשו להשם בשבתותיכם, ובראשי חודשיכם, ובמועדיכם, משמע שאין עניינם אחד, אלא כל אחד עניינו לחוד. ובצירוף קורבן תמיד יש כאן ארבע חילוקי קורבנות. עולת תמיד, עולת שבת בשבתו, עולת חודש בחודשו, ומוספי המועדים, אלו תעשו להשם במועדיכם. So the Torah spells it out for us. We have the סיכום at the end of Shabbos, so אלו שבת בשבתו. We have the סיכום at the end of the מוסף of ראש חודש, so אלו שבת חודש בחודשו. And then we have at the end of פרשת מועדים, אלו תעשו להשם במועדיכם. So those are the three categories. However, בלשון הכתוב, יש חילוק יסודי בין מוספי ראש חודש המועדים לבין מוסף של שבת. In the מוסף of ראש חודש למועדים, it says, הציבו מיוחד, תקריבו אוילה להשם, וקרבתם אוילה ועשיסם אוילה. It says, זוי סוילה עש חודש בחודש, אילו תעשו להשם מועדיך. מה שאין כן, in the מוסף of Shabbos, it doesn't say, a special ציבו to be מקריב in אוילה. It just says, וביום השבת שני כבוסים. And it doesn't say Zois, just Oila Shabbos B'Shabbat. So we see from this that the year Gedul Musafim is different fundamentally on Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim than it is on Shabbos. Musafim, Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim are not coming mitzad mitzis etzema tamidim. Rather, it's a new tzivui in addition to the tzivui that was said by the tamidim Zayisher Shatei Krivu LaHashem, that on Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim, you also have to be makriv a special carbon for the Musaf. Zois, hainu ola miyuchedet zohi, olat Chodesh b'chodesho. Ve'elu hainu korbanot miyuchadim, elu tasu LaHashem b'moadeichem. Aval v'Shabbat, ha-Musaf ba mitzad mitzis ha-tamidim she'atzma, ze'eshe she'atekribu LaHashem. It's referring also to Shabbos. Every day mimos ha-chol, v'isha she'atekribu LaHashem, v'shnayim yom la-samid. And the Isha that you're makriv LaHashem, Shnei Kvasim Meneishan HaTamimim, in addition to the Alolas HaTamid. Because the mitzvah of Tamid is added on Shabbos, you add Shnei Kvasim. And therefore it doesn't say Zos, because it's already included in the Zeha Isha that we said earlier. Ayin Hitva Yom HaSamach Beis, that Zeha Isha is referring to the mitzvah of Shabbos. So that itself requires beer. What's the Maila of Rosh Chodesh and Modim? That they have a special chiv carbon musaf miyuchad more than Shabbos. Shabbos, the musaf is just a hemshech of the tamid. It's mikom b'mitzad mitzis tamid, and on the moadim it doesn't. The moadim is something independent. That's what we have to understand. Das ist unser Arbeit. Min Rabbi Yura Dvarim Kach. Ikar mitzvat ha-musafim ba kehemshech le-mitzvat ha-tmidim. The Musaf is a hemshech of the Tamid. In other words, included in the mitzvah of the Tamid that the Torah is koveh achoyv alahakiv korban Tamid l'chol yom kachoyvus hayoyim, she'etzim hayom ki yom gorem l'chuva zu, that's what we spoke about at length in a previous shir, that the etzim yom ki yom, that this day is mechayiv a korban Tamid, b'chlal mitzvah v'chuvat yom zo kav'a Torah chuva. והקריב קורבן מיוחד בימים שגדרם כיום שונה ומיוחד משאר ימים. שיום שגדרו שונה ומיוחד משאר ימים, גם חובת יומו לקורבנות שונה ומיוחדת מחובת שאר הימים. So a day that's unique and special and different than other days is מחייב a special carbon. And the Iker Chovas HaMusaf Mimei Musaf is because these days have a different geder, a different tzivyon, a different form, a different nature than other days. Umitzad ze chaluk yom haShabbat merosh chodesh muadim leinyan geder chovatam lekorban musaf. V'anu sheyichudo shel yom haShabbat לעומת ימות החול, שונה הוא מיוחדם של ראש חודש והמועדים לעומת שאר ימי החודש והשנה. שעיקר גדר קביעת הזמן של יום השביעי מימות השבוע ליום השבת, שונה ביסודו מגדר קביעת הזמן של יום הראשון מימות החודש לראש חודש ושל ימי המועדים בתוך השנה שבס, as the seventh day of the week is fundamentally different than the first day of the month in the Moyadim. In Meseches Bava Basra, Baruch Hashem, we had beautiful shiurim in this Gemara. In Meseches Bava Basra, and Daf Kuf Chof Omud Beis, it says, Vayidaber Moshe et Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Moadei Hashem, Ne'emru, Shabbat Bereshit lo ne'emra. V'Gemara omeret, Amar le Rav Yossi bar Natan, Rav Sheshet, Mai Moadei Hashem ne'emru, Shabbat Bereshit lo ne'emra. Amar le Moadei Hashem, Tzrichim Kiddush Beit Din. Shabbat Bereshit, Eina Tzricha Kiddush Beit Din. Moadei Hashem require Kiddush Beit Din. Shabbos doesn't require a Kiddush Beis Din. It's holy. You don't have to sanctify anything in order for it to be Shabbos. Salka datach amina hoil uktiv gabe moadot tibai kiddush beit din kimoadot kamash malan. So the havamina is that since Shabbos is written by the Moedos, it would require kiddush beis din like the Moedos. So kamash malan that it doesn't. That's what it says in Bava Basra kuvchof amud beis v'cheinu benedarim daf ein chet amud aleph b'shinui girsa k'tzat. Ayen sham vehainu shanach dorshim miyitura shel moadei Hashem amur beparasha shirak moadei Hashem tzrichim kiddush beidin aval Shabbat eina tzrichal kiddush beidin veharashbam mefaresh moadei Hashem tzrichim kiddush beidin shehayu mekadishim al pi hariyah umitoch kach mitkadesh moed bizmano shelefi ibur hashana veibur hachodeshim hamoadim mitakvim aval hamoadim atzman lo hayu mikadshim ki im hachodeshim ukidetnan v'chulei medichtiv mikra'ei kodesh v'zeo tikun hamoadot v'kdushatan shiu mikadshim et hachodesh al pi ha'ri'iyah. We darshan from the Yitur of Moadei Hashem that it says in the Parsha that only Moadei Hashem require Kiddush Beis Din, but Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din. And the Rashbam explains that Moadei Hashem require Kiddush Beis Din, it would be Mekadesh al pi ha'ri'iyah. And through that, the Moed would be Miskadesh Bizmanoi. Shelefi Ibur Hashana, V'Ibur HaChadoshim, according to the Ibur Shana and the Ibur HaChadoshim, the Moyadin are misakev. If you have a leap year or a extra day in the month, then the Moyad is misakev. So the Kiddush of the Chodesh is Makadish the Moyad. But the Moyadin themselves, they wouldn't be Makadish. They'd only be Makadish the months. So Kiddush based in Ha'amur Kan, אין הכוונה בזה לעצם קדושת המועדים כמקראי קודש האסורים בעשיית מלאכה ולמוד שרק קדושת המועדים צריכה קידוש ביתין ואין קדושת השבת כמקרא קודש צריכה קידוש ביתין. אלא הכוונה בזה לקביעת זמן המועדים. We're not talking here, when it talks about קידוש ביתין, we're not talking about the עצם קדוש המועדים as מקראי קודש that are holy for עשיית מלאכה. And to learn that only קדוש המועדים requires קידוש ביתין. And Kedusha Shabbos is a Mikra Kodesh. Doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din. No, Nish doesn't. What it means is Kvi'at Zman HaMoadim. That Kvi'at Zo, this being established as the time for the Moadim, comes through the fact that Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh. That the Zman HaMoadim קבוע בחודשים מסוימים לפי מספרם במספר חודשי השנה. ובימים מסוימים לפי מספרם במספר ימי החודש ומספר חודשים בשנה וכן מספר ימי החודש ותחילתו תלויים בקידוש בית דין. So referring here to the קביעו זמן המועדים. That this kviya, this establishment comes through the fact that the Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh. That the Zman HaMoyadin is set each month according to the number of, it's set at that specific month according to the number of months of the year. And at specific days, according to the days of the month. We know Pesach is Nisan, first month, 15th. We know Shoshana, seventh month, first day, etc. So how are you koiveya the number of months of the year at which time the Moadim will be holy? And how are you koiveya will be the time of the Moadim better? And how are you koveya the number of the days of the month and when the month is going to start, which will determine what number day of the month it is? That's all talui b'kiddush beis din. In the Chiddushi HaRashbo, he brings the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. Moadei Hashem tzrichim kiddush beit din, ki Moshe Rabbeinu kitsham, sheneamar vayidaber Moshe at Moadei Hashem el bnei Yisrael. Dibur ze kiddush moadotu, bnei Moshe, sheminan mina shemoadim tzrichim kiddush beit din, likovam, velomar hamoed biyom ze hamikudash. The Moadei Hashem require Kiddush Beis Din, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadish Din, by Dabar Hashem, it's Moadei Hashem, Bnei Yisrael. Dibur ze Kiddush Moados. This Dibur is sanctifying the Moados for Moshe. And we see from this, says the Rashba, that the Moadim require Kiddush Beis Din to be Koveda, to say that this Moed is holy. So this is a Dover Pele Hafle Bafele. What does he mean by this? Where do we find that Moadim require Kiddush Beis Din? That the Kedushas HaMoadim require Kiddush Beis Din. The time, yes. But the sanctity of the Moadim requires Kiddush Beis Din. That's what the Rashba says. This is discussed by the great Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Aaron Cohen, in his Sefer Beis HaHaroin. He has a big set of Svarim, beautiful set. We've had numerous Shi'urim from there. I think even on this Rashba as well, we spoke out. The Beis HaHaroin. There's also Beis HaHaroin of Aaron Volkin, another Beis HaHaroin. But this is the Beis HaHaroin from Chevron. Koponim, that's the Chiddush in the Rashba, that's Daf Hobin Abiyur, as they say in the Yeshivas. But for our purposes, the sanctity is given, the Moadim are established, the time of the Moadim are established based on when Beis Din is Mekadesh, Rosh Chodesh, and whether or not they make a leap year. V'drasha zo tzricha biur. This drasha requires an explanation. What we have a havamina that Shabbos should require kiddush based on like the moados, especially on the moados that the kviyus man is tali b'misprochat sheishan or b'misprochat mei chodesh, that requires kiddush based on because it doesn't have a set time. Because al picheshbon ben malach hacham of alavana, there's no set amount of months, etc., days. So for that, you need kiddush chodesh. ולפי קידוש בייס דין משתנית קביעת זמנם של המועדים בשבת, הרי היא קבוע ועומד מימות עולם להיות כל יום שביעי יום שבת. What's בכלל the havamina that Shabbos should require Kiddush Beis Din? The Rashbam explains that Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush כאין שמקדשים המועדות על ידי קידוש ראשי חודשים. Ein mekadshim echad b'shabbat liyot shvi'i shalosh shabbat. Ale l'olam yom ha-shvi'i shabbat hu b'lo kiddush beit din. That Shabbos doesn't require kiddush like your mekadish the moyados through the kiddush rosh chodeshim. You're not mekadish Sunday, but this is the first day that the seventh day should be Shabbos. But rather, the seventh day it's Shabbos even without the kiddush beit din. What does that mean? When it comes to the Moadim, so there's no set amount of days for the month. It's either 29 days or 30 days, so you need the Beis Din to establish that. You need the Beis Din to establish it's going to be a leap year or not a leap year. But Shabbos, it's Sunday, whether you like it being Sunday or not like it being Sunday. The Beis Din can shry from Heinpiz and Morgan from now until tomorrow that they don't want it to be Sunday, but it's Sunday. So what's the pshat? That you would have a havamina that Shabbos would require Kiddush Beis Din. As nira'a she'ikar gadol shanu kan begeder kvi'at zmano shel yom ha-shabbat shehu shoneh b'yisodo begeder kvi'at zmanam shel ha-moadim. So we have this big principle here in the geder of kvi'at zmano shel yom ha-shabbos that it's fundamentally different than the geder kviyas hazman of the Moadim. You could say that the Geder Kviyas Yom HaShvi'i Mimosa Shavuot to be Shabbos is like the Geder Kviyas Moedim Mimei Chodesh HaMesuyam HaKvuam Lam. In other words, just like Kviyas Man HaMoedim is for a specific day. Number day, Shavuos, the 6th of the month, Pesach, the 15th, Sukkot, the 15th, Yom Kippur, the 10th, Rosh Hashanah, the 1st. So to Kviyas Yom HaShabbos is for a specific day with its number. B'minyan Yemei HaShavua. Kolomar, Shekashem Sheyesh Perek Zman Mugdar Shel Chodesh, just like there's a specific, defined time called the month that's established according to the Mahalach of the Levana, the Chiddush of the Levana, and one of the days of the month, which is Mesuyam, B'misparo Yemei HaChodesh, Kavua Hu Liyot Moed. One of the days of the month that has a specific number, that's going to be a moed. In other words, the day that's mesuyim, b'mispar hachamishasar, limei perek hazman hamugder shel chodesh aviv. So you have this period of time called chodesh aviv, the first month, and then you have a yom, a day in that month, which is the 15th. So this is kavua for the moed of Chag HaMatzis, and so to the other moedim. So you could also say, similarly, you could also say, b'sha'ar moedim. And you could also say, sheyesh perek zman mugdar shel shavua yamim. You have a specific frame of time frame. That time frame is called a week, 7 days. And one of these 7 days, which is the number 7, is kavua to be Shabbos. If that were the case, Shabbos would require Kiddush Beis Din. If that was the pshat, that there's a frame of time called a week, and the 7th day of that week is Shabbos, then Shabbos would require Kiddush Beis Din. You'd sanctify the first day, so the 7th day is Shabbos. Shekivan she'ein etzem perek hazman shel shavu yamim kavua meilav keperek zman mugdar umesuyam la'atzmo kamo perkei zman shel hashana. Shel hachodesh shekvuim eilehem keperkei zman mugdarim ha'idei malach hachama v'alavana shekovim seder l'moedim l'yamim u'l'shanim harei shekol ikar kviyat perkei zman shel shiv'a shiv'a yamim היה צריך להיקבע על ידי קידוש בית דין, שכל יום שביעי במניין הימים של פרקי זמן אלו יהיה יום השבת, ואחרי כלות כל פרק זמן של שבוע ימים, כלומר אחרי כל שבת בשבת, היו בית דין צריכים לקבוע התחלת פרק זמן חדש של שבוע, פעם שבכל יום למחרת השבת היו בית דין צריכים לקדש אותו. לקבוע שהוא יום ראשון של השבוע החדש, לעניין שיהיה יום השביעי למניין זה, יום שבת, שכיוון שאין כאן קביעה הבאה מאליה שמתחיל שבוע חדש, הרי שבלא קביעה וקידוש של בית דין, לא היה מתחיל מניין ימים חוד, ימים חדש, אלא היה נמשך מניין הימים שתחיל בשבוע הקודם. If we don't make this new, we would think, if Pshat and Shabbos was like Pshat and Rosh Chodesh, what you would say is that if you're not sanctifying Sunday as the first day of the week, then you know what happens? It just keeps going. Sunday is going to be the 8th day. Monday is going to be the 9th day. And if that's the case, then the next Shabbos isn't going to be Shabbos because it's not the 7th day anymore. In order to be koveh the 7th day, Beis Din has to start again each time and say that today is the first day. V'salka daita chamina ifo, ho'il v'ktiv gabei mo'adot, harei geder kviyat hazman, shel yom ha-shabbat, hu kegeder kviyat hazman, shel ha-mo'adot, v'tibai kiddush Beis Din, כמועדות שיהיו בית דין מקדשים, זה לשון הרשב"ן, מקדשים אחד בשבת, להיות שביעי שלו שבת. That's what you would think. So that's the Hava Mina. So now we explain beautifully. Siyata Dishmaya the Hava Mina. Ve'al zeh ba'ad rasha shel mo'adei Hashem ne'amru Shabbat Bereshit lo ne'amra, to tell us that it's not like that. That only mo'adei Hashem require Kiddush Beis Din. But Shabbos Bereshit doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din. Perush. The Kamash Malan b'derasha zo, shegeder kviat hazman shel yom hashvi'i liyot shabbat, eino kegeder kviat hazman shel hamoadim. Shegeder kviat hamoadim hu, sheyom mesuyam bashana, kavua hu liyot moed b'chol shana v'shana. V'yom mesuyam ze, nikba על פי מספרו של היום במניין ימי החודש, ועל פי מספרו של החודש במניין חודשי השנה. כלומר, שיש כאן מחזור של ימי השנה, החוזר על עצמו כל שנה ושנה, שהוא מורכב ממספר מסוים של מחזורי ימי חודש, החוזרים על עצמם כל חודש. יום החודש המסוים בחודש המסוים בשנה, הוא היום המסוים בשנה שקבעו להיות מועד. So the Drush is telling us that the Kviyas Man of the seventh day of Shabbat is not like the Kviyas Man of the Moedim. The Kviyas Man of the Moedim together is that a specific day in the year is kavua to be the Moed every year. And this specific day was established based on the mispar of, on the number of the day in the month, and number of the month. Seventh month, 10th day, 15th day, 10th day, 7th month, 15th day, etc., etc. In other words, there's a cycle here of Yemei HaShana, Shechozer al Atzmo, Kol Shana V'Shana, that's composed of a certain number of days in the month that repeat themselves every month. And the specific day in the month, and the specific month of the year, is established to be a moed, like the 15th, in the cycle of the days of the month, and the first month, in the cycle of the months of the year, Pesach. And since, Ein mispar chadashim shaveh b'chol ha-shanim, you don't have the same number of months, sometimes 12, sometimes 13, and Ein mispar hayamim shaveh b'chol ha-chadashim, and you also don't have the same number of days, they're not equal every month. Sometimes it's 29, sometimes it's 30. So the Moadim require a Kiddush Beis Din. That's Koveya, the number of months of the year, and the number of days in the month. And through this, we're Koveya the Mei Moed, that are Kavua every month, in those months where we have a Moed. Aval, kviat yom haShabbat eino ken. Shabbat is a different story. In other words, the period of time, the frame of time, time frame of the week, is not a machzor yamim achozer al atzmo b'chol shavua. You don't say it like this. Each week there are 7 days, and each week on the seventh day is Shabbos. No. But rather, the definition is when you're koveh yom haShvi'i liyos Shabbos, she'acharei kol sheshet yimei avodah v'asiyat melacha, yiyeh hayom sheyavo acharav yom shabbat. Begeder shel yom shviyihu, hayom shu acharei sheshet yimei avodah v'asiyat melacha. So what's Shabbos? Shabbos is the day that comes after the 6 days of work, and doing melacha. But just like at Briyas HaOlam, the Seder was that 6 days God created the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in it, and on the seventh day he rested. Ve'anach b'yom ha'shvi. Kach nitztavenu lekadesh et yom ha'shabbat ayidei kviyat Seder. That's how we're commanded to sanctify Shabbos. We have a Seder of Sheshes Yamim Tavoy, V'yasisa kol malachtecha. V'acharei Sheshet Yimei Avodah, U'b'yom HaShvi'i Shabbat L'Hashem Elokecha lo taseh kol malacha. So it's after the 6 days of work that you're resting. So there's no specific time frame of a cycle of a week that repeats itself. And there's no number of days in this cycle that the seventh day is going to be Shabbos. But rather, there is a kviat seder hanhaga bichlal seder hayamim. This is an hanhaga. In other words, after the 6 days of work comes the seventh day of rest. That's when Shabbos is. And it's the very 6 days of work that are mechayiv, that the seventh day should be a day of rest. So you don't need Kiddush Beis Din, because it's not the number that's koveya, but rather the very fact that, in other words, what makes Shabbos holy is not the fact that it's number seven, but the fact that it came after 6 days of work. Shekol gidro של יום השביעי אינו אלא משום שהוא בא אחרי ששת ימי עבודה. ואין זה עניין לקידוש בית דין, זה לא קשור לקידוש בית דין. And that's the gather that only מועדי השם require קידוש בית דין, Shabbos Brachos doesn't require קידוש בית דין. Because פשט is, קידוש בית דין is when it's a number. This is not a number, this is a, it's a Seder Hanhaga, 6 days of work, and then the seventh day is Shabbos. So too by Shemitah, that's the gather of Shnatzah Shemitah. It's the seventh year that comes after 6 years of Avodas Haaretz. And therefore it doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din like Shnas HaYovel. And like the Geder of the Kviyah Zman HaMoyadim is also the Geder of Kviyah Zman Shal Rosh HaChodeshim. Ela Shel Inyan HaMoyadim Mechashvim Gam Et Mispar HaChodeshim Bashana. וגם את מספר הימים בחודש, ואילו לעניין ראש חודש, החישוב רק לעניין מספר הימים בחודש. When it comes to the months, you have to know what number month it is. When it comes to the ראש חודש, when it comes to יונטיף, מועדים, you have to know what number month it is. When it comes to ראש חודש, what's קובע is not the number month, but the number of the day of the month. It's on the first day. But it's the same basic gather as מועדים. It's a specific day in the cycle of days that repeats itself. So you see that the special day is completely different when it comes to Rosh Chodesh and Moedim and Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh and Moedim are specific days and specific times in the cycle of the movement of the sun and the moon that are Koveh Zmani Yomoyisel Yomim Moedim Ulishanim. Rosh Chodesh is the Yom Kavua B'machzor Yimei HaChodesh Achuzer Uba B'chol Chodesh. And the Moedim are the Yom Kavum Machzor HaShana, Chuzrim Yubim B'chol Shana. But Yom HaShabbat Eino Ken. She Yom HaShabbat Eino Yom Kavua. It's not a specific day in the cycle of the week, because we don't view the week as a cycle that repeats itself. Because where do you see seven? We have our calendar, the months are based on the movement, the moon appearing and the moon disappearing. But what does that have to do? And also the sun, we bring them together and we have a leap year so that Pesach is always going to fall out in the spring. But what do you see in nature seven? And the answer is you don't. So rather, there's a kviya seder on haga here. You work for 6 days, and after the work, the day that comes after the work of 6 days is going to be Shabbos, and that's pshat in the Gemara and Erchin. Shabbos isn't called a moed; Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, because a moed is a specific day and time that comes in every cycle of days. Mo'ed hazeh b'shana acheret, like it says in Bereishis 17:21. This time, a different year. Shabbos is Yom HaShvi'i, is because it comes after 6 days of Avodah. But it's not a Yom Mesuyam b'machzor shel Yamim. If it's not a Moed is a specific time. This is Anhaga. You worked for 6 days, and in the middle comes Shabbos. And that would apparently be the gather of the chilek between the Musaf and Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim that come with a Tzivu Miyuchad. And Musaf of Shabbos, which doesn't come with a Tzivu Miyuchad, included in the Tzivu of the Karban Tamid, like we spoke about at the beginning of this year. Because Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim are Yemei Moed, they're Yamim Misuyam, Kvoim Bezmanam, Bezitraim, Bachzorei Azmanim, Shal HaChodesh VaShana. ייחודם לעומת שאר הימים הוא בעצם גדרם כיום פלוני. היינו שיתם יום מסוים פלוני זה ולא יום אחר. זהו הגורם למייחודם. What makes Moedim and Chodashim special is that they're this specific day in the cycle of days, in the cycle of months, and in the cycle of the year. And therefore it's the day itself is a very special day. So you have to bring a special carbon in addition to the Karban Tamid. So you have to bring a special Karban Oila, and the Torah added, Parim Elim Kvasim, Kol Moed V'Kol Bano HaKavu'ala. But Shabbos, the Musaf doesn't come as a special carbon oila with Parim Elim and Kvasim like Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim. Because Rosh Chodesh is not a Yom Moed. Ein bo yichud mesuyam b'seder machzorei hazmanim likava k'yom ploni. U'betor perek zman shel yom b'seder machzorei hayamim v'hazmanim harei hu k'sha'ar yamim. It's not a special day to be koveya a choiv of a carbon miyuchad. But rather, it's one of the days of the week, so it comes in the framework of Tamidim. Here, we're not talking about the Kiddush of Shabbos. The Kiddush of Shabbos is Leila Leila. We're talking about the Kviyas of the Yom HaShabbos. So the Tol Perek Zman Shel Yom B'Seder Machzorei Hayamim, it's like other days. As a time, as a frame of time, as a specific time frame in the cycle of the week. It's like the other days. Not a yom miyuchad lekbo alo chova lekorban miyuchad. Ela biyom ha-shabbat ba'al musaf b'mizgeret chovat ha-tmidim atzmam, shkein ba'etzem ha'oto shel ha-yom. Yesh bo biyom ha-shabbat ma'ala v'chashivut yeter al shar ha-yamim. כאן קבע תורה שקורבן תמיד הקבוע לה או הקבוע עצמו, הבעל עצם היות היום יום, יבוא ביום השבת בתוספת של שני כבשים, להרחבתו והגדלתו, לחשיבות של עצם מהות יום השבת ולמעלתו. בסוג התוספת לתמיד נקבע בשני כבשים, כמו התמיד עצמו שהוא כבשים בני שנה. So really what Shabbos is, the most of Shabbos is an expansion on the Tamid. You bring the Tamid every day as a special Tamid. Shabbos is an especially special Tamid because it's Chalan Shabbos. So Mela, this special Tamid is going to be expanded, and instead of just bringing the Keves Echad B'Bokev or Keves Echad Ben Arbayim, you're also going to be bringing Kvasim B'nei Shana. You're also going to be bringing two more Kvasim for the Musaf as an expansion of the Tamid. So the Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed. Ever Rosh Chodesh Nami Ikri Moed. Because Because Rosh Chodesh and Moedim, the Musaf come on the fact that they're Yemei Moed. And therefore Rosh Chodesh is included in the Pasuk of Moadechem. Elu Tasu El Hashem Moadechem. Because the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is a Musaf of Moed, Moed being a specific time and not just coming after 6 days of work. And that's the Bir and Zvachim, that Musafei Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim are holier than Musaf of Shabbos. We said, how's the Musaf Rosh Chodesh holier than Shabbos? The answer is that they are not included in the Tzivoy and the Tmidim. They are independent. They have a Tzivoy Mechudesh. Because they're Yemei Moed, whereas Shabbos is not. So mitzad that, since these Karbanos are coming, mitzad the Etzim Day, so the Etzim Day of Moedim are called Yemei Moedim, this day is special, whereas Shabbos is certainly holy. We're not talking about the Kedush of Shabbos. But as far as the Kviyas Man of Shabbos, it's just after, it's not called a Moed. It's just after the 6 days of Anhaga, after 6 days of work, then you have Shabbos. And if it doesn't get mitzvah that, it wouldn't have a carbon musaf at all. It just gets a carbon musaf because you're ma'achiv the tamid. You expand the tamid. It's including the zeh yishav tamidim. But it doesn't come as a musaf per se, like in the moedim, in the mail of the kedusha of the musafim of the moedim, even Rosh Chodesh, it's greater. Yishag esariyeh discusses the Kiddush of Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is more important. If you have Kiddush and Shabbos, Samuch Zeh LaZeh, you only have Ches Shomer Revius of Yayin. So she should be Mekadesh b'Shabbos, or she should use it for Yom Tov, and he proves. You see that Musafei Rosh Chodesh and the Moedim are holier than the Musaf of Shabbos. So to the Kiddush of Yom Tov is Mekudesh from the Kiddush of Shabbos. But based on what we're saying, Einu Nida and Doma L'Raya, because that the Musafei Yom Tov are Mekudesh and Musafei Shabbos, not Mitzad Kiddushas Yom, Kiddush Sayom of Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is a special day. This day in particular is chosen as a special day. And that's what's Machayiv the Musaf. Whereas in Shabbos, what's Machayiv the Musaf is a Harchav of the Tamid. And that's one gather, but that has nothing to do with the Kiddush Kiddush Sayom. Kiddush Sayom of Shabbos is certainly greater. And therefore, if you only have enough wine for Kiddush, you should certainly only make on Kiddush of Shabbos and not on Kiddush of Yom Tov. So, we still have a lot to say, oh my gosh. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. This was incredible. Shalom, shalom.